Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Girl, you know it's true. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. If you're new to the program, my name's J.P. Finley. I'm a blogger. His name's Brian Mitchell. He's an NFL legend. And joining us now, normally I would say via the BetQL guest, standing on, leaning on my truck with me, is young Pete Haley. He's a huge fan of Milli Vanilli, likes to pull his socks up to his mid-shins, and watch some football practice today. Hello, Pete.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a less accomplished blogger, but I do the same thing that JP does largely. I just wear my socks a little higher.
How do you get a bad back, Pete?
What do you mean I got a bad back? Who says I have a bad back?
I thought somebody said you had to get something done in your back.
Doctor said I need a backyotomy.
I don't need anything done to my back, and Ron Rivera seems pretty pleased with Curtis Samuel and where he's headed, so hopefully he doesn't need anything done to his back, his groin, his hamstrings, or anything else.
Okay, look at this guy trying to segue into practice. All right, fine. Yeah, go on with the floor.
Don't ask me about my personal question.
Yeah, God, I wanted to ask Pete about his basketball trophy, but
no, please, sir.
Let's talk Curtis Samuel status.
Damn it, this is the one time I worked my way away from shtick, but I guess I'll go all the way. I don't think it's a stretch to say that this is the peak of Curtis Samuel's stint with the Commanders. Played on Saturday, made two catches, practiced yesterday, practiced today. That's two straight practices and one game appearance for those counting at home. I'm counting that basically as a 3 days of action in a row. Yes, there's an off day on Sunday, but regardless, we haven't seen that amount of participation from Curtis really since he came to Washington in March of last season. And look, I don't want to get too ahead of myself because every time we do, he's invisible for a couple days, but we're heading in a positive direction as Doc Walker punches JP in the stomach and JP doesn't even flinch.
See, yeah, so tomorrow is hump day. Has he gotten over the hump?
That's well said, Brian. Ron, again, he said it was a delight. He said that Curtis came in and wanted to do more. It wasn't necessarily coaches asking him. So there's a bit of optimism, and there's been a bit of optimism before, but I think perhaps this plan, this nebulous, vague plan, is accomplishing what it needs to do.
Curtis also seems, I don't know the right term here, but like happy. Like last year, the injury stuff, he seemed kind of sullen. Like you could tell it weighed on him. He has a different pep in his step, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, it's the pep in the step on the field, but it's also the pep in the step off the field. And every time we talked to him last year, which was only like three times, it was over Zoom or in the press conference room, and we were just grilling him about his health, which wasn't a really good way to get a feel for his personality. It's what we had to do, but there's no time to joke around and get a feel for him as a person. And I think this year that's coming through a little bit more. And he's a goofy guy and a fun-loving player, and I know that doesn't matter on Sundays, and fans who are over Curtis or annoyed with him won't care about whether he cracks jokes or not, but I think that change in personality is hopefully indicative of a change in health, and we can get 13, 14 games out of him as opposed to maybe the 7 or 8 that I was expecting a couple weeks ago when it felt like the Curtis Samuel experience was just stuck in the mud and there's no way out of it.
So let's zoom past Curtis and talk about practice today, because Ron Rivera clearly was upset about some things after the session. We're talking with our friend Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Pete Haley NBCS. What'd you make of practice today, and then what is your determination of what Ron was so mad about?
So my take on practice was it was the best, maybe not for football coaches, like depending on the execution, they might not say it's the best, but the most entertaining and probably the most spirited of all of training camp. And that's nice to see that come so late into August, August 16th. Normally you see that late July, early August, but I felt like there's a crescendo here in terms of highlights, in terms of the players jawing back and forth, in terms of the length. Like, this practice went 2+ hours, which this team isn't often interested in doing. Now, afterward, Ron was undressing the players a bit in a post-practice huddle, and I saw Kalik Hudson on one play. God forbid, Brian, he tackled De'Ami Brown, basically kind of lassoed him to the ground. Ron Rivera pulled Kalik after that play and seemed to give him a stern session of remarks. And earlier in practice, an offensive lineman got pushed to the ground, and if I was a D lineman, I'd say sorry, I dominated the rep so much. But that lineman then fell back into Sam Howell's knee, and luckily Howell emerged unscathed, but it looked like one of those plays where a guy rolls up on another and there's going to be some serious consequences. So Ron has hinted and harped on practice needing to go up to this line but not cross it. He doesn't like when trash talk bleeds into the next play and causes players to be late to the line of scrimmage, and I think that stuff was occurring over these 2 hours this morning in Ashburn. So while it was fun for us to watch as reporters, and there are plenty of notes and things to relay to listeners and viewers and readers, from a coach's perspective, I think maybe it was a little sloppy, a little too much extra stuff for their taste.
I told JP earlier that around this time when they start having cuts, it gets a little bit more spirited because guys don't want to be on the cut side. Do you think that had anything to do with today? It may not be the guys that's going to get cut, but, hey, they don't want to be, so they go a little harder in practice.
Could be the guys that know, cuts have started. They're not calling my name today, but next week there's another round.
You never know.
Yeah, the cuts absolutely matter. And, you know, Ron told us on Saturday that he felt like some of the second and third stringers, the speed of the game, caught them off guard. So he was applying some pressure to those backups and the undrafted guys. Like, hey, you know what you did in your preseason opener, congrats. You got some cool pictures of you in a Commander's uniform. Maybe you made a tackle or caught a pass and you're in an NFL box score. But let's forget that and let's get better. And you can do a lot more for me. So there definitely is urgency being ramped up. You saw that when Sam Mills was fired. That was a message to the coaching staff. You see it today when practice goes 2 hours, 10 minutes, and there's a lot of 11-on-11 red zone work. So I'm glad to see it. I think at times this staff and this operation has been a little too lax, especially as training camp waned on, regular season came close. It felt like they wanted to be ultra conservative and let their guys just get to week one healthy, as opposed to get to week one healthy and really ready to play. And hopefully there's this adjustment that's happening, and it will lead to sharper results in September.
All right. Ron gets hot at practice. Players go harder on cut day. I think that's all good news.
I agree.
What I don't think is good news is Antonio Gibson fumbling in the first quarter of the first preseason game.
Bad news for sure.
Subsequently, Brian Robinson looks pretty damn good with the first team. Good news for Brian Robinson. What does that mean for Antonio Gibson?
So I asked Scott Turner, who is at the podium today, does the fumble impact how you view Antonio? And Scott took a more friendly approach to it than Ron did on Saturday, when Ron basically was like, he needs to run better, he needs to run harder. We teach him this all the time. Scott stayed more neutral. He knows what he did wrong. What I'm telling you is nothing he hasn't heard. He needs to stop. But I do think that the tide is a turning at running back, and that's a intentional Brian Robinson Alabama pun. He runs the way they want their running backs to run, and they don't have to tell him, and he never fumbled in school. Gibson fumbled 6 times last year and once on Saturday. So too reactive to one game, especially an exhibition game, and I try not to be in most cases, but I am going to be overly reactive on Saturday. I think that was the one thing Gibson could not afford to do. He did it. His backup looked a lot better, a lot more sure of himself, and I think that's going to really influence how this running back core gets used. I think Robinson is the lead dog, the favorite to lead the team in carries at Pete Haley Sportsbook.
This is a prime. That's a prime example of doing the small things. You know, yes, he has over 1,000 yards from scrimmage over the last 2 years. He has almost 20 touchdowns or more in his previous 2 years, but he's fumbled the ball an awful lot. And then that was also a play where he missed a block going into the quarterback the other day. If you're not protecting the football and protecting the quarterback, you can be very good. They'll put you on the bench. And I think he needs to realize that those that keep giving him an excuse of, oh, he's not a real running back. You're in your third year as a running back in the NFL, having that level of success, that BS has to go. You are a running back, and that's the way you need to think. You think, hell, I moved from a quarterback to another position. I couldn't use the excuse of being a damn quarterback anymore.
Right. Armani Rogers isn't making that excuse as he tries to get used to tight end.
Yeah.
And Antonio told me there's that Eastern's Motors shoot 3 weeks ago just before training camp, and I asked him if he's ready to drop the half receiver, half running back label, and he said, yeah, this is my third year. I'm confident enough in myself.
Yes.
And then he's still going out there and making the mistakes, being too hesitant, not just sticking his foot in the ground, as people like to say, and cutting up field. Then Robinson comes in and does it, and McKissick does it too. McKissick used to play running back or receiver in college. Sure, he's a lot more into his NFL career, but the adjustment period is over. You are a running back. You're listed as one. You're viewed as one. You're expected to perform like one, and he is not advancing, doesn't seem to be advancing, and if he is, then Saturday's mistake is overshadowing that, because you can make all the little subtle growths that you want, but if you fumble after being labeled the fumbler last year, that's just the quickest way to cede reps, is to give the other team the ball deep into your own territory.
August 16th, the first game, I believe, B, is 26 days away. Brian's birthday is 2 days away. How do you feel about this team?
Happy early birthday, Brian.
Don't give me an early birthday. Call me on the day of my birthday with the gift.
Yeah, damn it.
Okay. I'll definitely call you. I don't know if I have a gift that would interest you or make any impact.
When I see you, I give you a gift, though. Don't worry about it.
Okay, great. I don't know why you'd give me a gift on your birthday. That probably means
beat your ass.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I would say, so after...
I love that he just laughs.
Yeah, and it's not
wrong. I think we cracked that code.
After seeing Carson Wentz's... I feel like now we've sort of seen the full experience, right? He was sloppy early. I think he's more honed in now. He's hitting guys deeper down the field. So my Carson Wentz, I'm back at neutral. Like, I know what to expect from him. JP's mentioned the track record, the stats. I think I'm there, too. There's going to be ups, downs, but he's going to be 15th, 13th-ish, 17th-ish quarterback in the league. Where I'm a little tepid now is with the defense. And I love what they're doing out here in Ashburn, but when they play in the fall and the winter, they don't play here in Ashburn. They play against other offenses with teams that are much more well-rounded and with quarterbacks who are more experienced. So,
and when they don't know what the offense is running.
Yes.
Like, let's be real about why these defenses play so well their third week in the training camp. They pretty much know what's going to happen, and they know if it's run or pass. Like,
yeah. I think Terry McLaurin today was very angry with Kendall Fuller and the DBs because they were calling out the plays before they happened and then were sitting on everything. You can't do that against Trevor Lawrence and Jared Goff. So I entered camp thinking
might
this
be
was
able
a,
to do it against Goff.
You could be, yes.
What would
I entered camp thinking this was a 10-win squad. I'm now down to 9 wins. I just think it's not as fortified in the depth positions as I'd like it to be. I'm curious about the pass rush, and I'm worried about if there are any significant injuries, who's going to be able to step up at corner or at D-line, at linebacker, et cetera. The defense makes me more worried than the offense.
I understand it as the first preseason game. What grade would you have given the starters on defense in the game they just passed on Saturday?
I mean, if you're giving them anything more than a C-minus, you must have saw some other plays that I was not privy to.
That's why I asked you what you're giving them. I didn't actually remember what nobody else was doing, Pete.
C-minus?
C-minus, Brian, and I give my response to your question an F, but I'll stick with the C-minus because Baker Mayfield, all reports from Panthers camp, is that he's been relatively meh. Comes out first drive when they're apparently not game planning, and he converts 3 straight third downs on you and was on his way to scoring a touchdown before a fumbled snap happened. And then they take some licks after Antonio Gibson fumbles. That's a pretty big fire to ask them to put out. You'd like them to, but you can't really grill them too much. And then they righted the ship. But that first drive, just it felt very similar to what we saw all of last year, an inability to get off the field, too many easy gains on first and second to make those third downs so short. So I didn't like it, Brian. I didn't like it one bit. And we're going to ask Jack Del Rio about it tomorrow when he's at the podium.
All righty.
Do you, Jack Del Rio at the podium tomorrow. We had a caller call in yesterday that referred to him as Mr. Dust Up, which is a pretty funny nickname.
Yeah, but you might want to lead off your questions like that, Pete.
Yeah, go ahead and just call him, hey, Mr. Dust Up.
Yeah, I bet.
How much money would it take for you to do that? A year's salary?
Yeah, because I'll be fired for it, and I would like a huge parachute to use and land on my feet with.
When Jack talks tomorrow, I've voiced a few concerns consistently. Depth kind of everywhere, but certainly on the back two levels at linebacker and corner. And then third down defense. And Ron Saturday, and he just doubled down with me, had a really good point that it's not always about third down. It's also about second down and second and 10 becoming third and 5 and second and 8 becoming third and 3. What do you think they can do differently? And honestly, B, I kind of want you to answer that first. As somebody that played this and knows what kind of play calls come in depending on situations, like, what do you think this Commanders defense can do differently to ensure that they're not 30 father ducking first in third down conversions allowed on defense?
On second and 10, second and long, you don't want to sit back 10 yards off the ball first, because all they got to do is take two steps, pop a ball. He already got 5-6 yard gain. I think what they have to do is be more aggressive defensively, where you put the pressure on the quarterback to do things in a timing manner. And I think when you run zone on second down, you're basically saying, go ahead and get the first down, go ahead and get some more yards. But if you make it like a man thing where the quarterback has to now, like what the player said earlier, that Carson have to throw guys open, that's damn near a perfect throw.
Yep.
So you make it a little tougher on the offense, and then you have a chance. But if you sit back and give them 5 yards, 8 yards free release, you're not going to stop that. Now you got third and short, they can do whatever they want in their playbook.
I would pretty much echo your statements there, defensive coordinator Brian Mitchell, and you hope that Fedarian Mathis at the middle of that five-man D-line can help control the run on first down, so it's not first and 10 to second and 6 to third and 2, et cetera. But, yeah, second down, I think, is like the Tuesday of downs. Like, it's kind of forgotten. First down, okay. Third down, sure, but second down matters. It matters just as much as first
yes,
and third,
does.
And that's the quality analysis you get on Brian Mitchell and J.P. Finley's radio show from Pete Haley.
When you compare it to Tuesday, I got an analysis for you. If you get bombed on a Tuesday, you're generally messing up your week.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm going to play golf with B-Mitch this afternoon. So there's a decent chance that the rest of the week we're digging out of a hole.
Yeah. Yep. That sounds fun, though.
Yeah, but
speak
like
for
Tuesday.
Yourself. Speak for yourself, J.P.
You're going to bomb him off the tee. JP's going to get bombed in the cart in between holes and shots.
That is very unlike me. I take my golf super serious.
You
sir.
Just drink water and like G2 to recover and replenish your electrolytes.
Yeah.
It's an interesting vibe out here at camp. I think we haven't got to talk to you since the fight song and kind of So I said this yesterday on air, and a lot of people called in and said I was defending the team and that I'm a homer, which is hella interesting.
They are definitely new to the show.
Yeah. They're new to the show, and they're new to the area.
New to the planet.
But the song that kind of went viral that some dude tweeted at me and EB, the song they performed before the game, all due respect to the people singing, it was a nice song, but that is god-awful as a football fight song. Now, they didn't play – when they finally played it, like after a touchdown, I don't even think they played it till the second half, the Sam Howell touchdowns. That version was faster, still slower than the original version, and way jazzier. What did you make a guy that only thinks music started existing in 2010 and beyond, what did you think of the song – and where we're at as far as Hail to the Commanders?
The song is rather dreadful, and before even getting to the mixed up rhythm and extra flourishes, the words are bad. And Everybody's pointing out we're fighting for our Commanders. Are they fighting for us? Are we fighting for them?
Yeah.
Why does it say Commanders a couple times in the first verse? It's too clunky. Why is it Hail to the Commanders? Why can't it just be Hail the Commanders? So then it sticks with the same beat. And then the added remixed version just...
You're not a trumpet guy?
It's just so bad. And there's a huge touchdown to Terry McLaurin, and then it feels like you have to, like... The old song, it felt like you could yell and pound your chest and bang on seats. This song, it feels like you need to warm up your pipes and make sure your scales are right. Yeah, like you're singing library or at church and you're singing a hymnal. Like, it's too artsy.
That's what B. Mitch compared it to.
It's too artsy.
What'd you compare it to, B? Being a Baptist church funeral?
A funeral, yeah.
Yeah, it's just not right.
You don't want anything compared to funeral music.
Yeah, you can tell by my stuttering, I don't really have anything more analysis-wise other than I really don't like it, and I don't think a lot of fans do either.
And what's worse, I don't think they're going to change that.
It's because it's – they've
– maybe they can speed it up a little. I don't know.
But it's just so disappointing because every time they now try and do something, it comes out, it gets destroyed, and then they have to adjust it. And how many times can you do that? That's just embarrassing. The 90 greatest players list, the crest, the Sean Taylor stuff. We're now going to honor him again this year. The song people are asking you to redo. This mascot thing, who knows what's going to happen there?
Dog hog.
Dog hog, historical figure.
Give me a dog or a hog. Don't give me no historical figure or...
How about
no
a dog hog?
We said, what if they get a dog and name it Hog?
Yeah. It's so...
And you can go one of two ways. You get a fat, sloppy dog, or you get a really small dog and go for the ironic angle.
Yeah, I like the ironic angle.
It's like a fat guy named Tiny.
Yeah, it's just, there's so much correcting, and it's good that they're in the stage where they're willing to correct, but I'd love for them to advance into the stage where they get the first thing right and
get it right first
time. All the time.
Don't cut corners. I put a post on LinkedIn today. You might want to read it. They may want to read that one. It talks about cutting corners because you may cut corners today, you have to deal with it tomorrow. And they've been having to do that a lot in different things.
I feel like B. Mitch is telling you and I something that we need to be checking out our LinkedIn pages.
Yeah, I haven't logged into LinkedIn in years.
That's where you make your money at, Pete.
I think that's where you make your money at, B. I don't know.
Nobody's demanding me on LinkedIn. I just get, like, spam messages.
People on LinkedIn is business opportunities. People on all the other stuff is just a bunch of BS.
Well, I'm too busy going off on TikTok and getting 600 views on all my posts, Brian. So we each have our own field here.
All right.
You have to leave or you want to stick around the truck?
I'm down to stick around the truck. I want to talk about my basketball championship.
Oh, we're not talking about that.
I don't know that we're going to do that. I think it'd be fun. Intern John in there, B?
No.
Okay. What, you sent him for lunch or did he leave?
No. I see his glasses, so I guess he's coming back.
Okay. Well, good. I was going to see if Intern John and Jeff – as Commanders fans, want to ask have a broader discussion, and then Lamphill, as an Eagles fan, if he wants to make fun of us for anything. So don't go anywhere. Let's get the boys in the aquarium involved. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Big news. Montgomery County wins nearly $15 million low or no emissions award for the first hydrogen electric bus project on the East Coast. Buckle up, baby. We're getting on the bus.
Hey, man. I just realized that Jeff lives on his own planet. Because he has some weird,
Everything he does is weird.
No.
Because, no, B is just salty because I sank this putt more to him and more times to him that now he's trying to say everything that I say about the putt is invalid.
Hey, JP,
so he, it's just a classic.
I'm not salty at
classic,
all. I just asked him how many times he sunk the putt. He can't tell me because he hadn't sunk it a lot.
He has, y'all say I have AS. B Mitch have JHS. Jeff Hayden syndrome.
Man, I don't hate you. There's nothing about you that I need to hate, bro. I see you. I see you as a little brother.
UCS, ultra competitive syndrome.
No, yeah. All I have is this. I know I made him three times yesterday. I made it once before that in the day. I did five. He can't tell you how many he did. Now we just found out.
Because I sank more than you.
He's putting on Saturdays and Sundays.
Let's all take a quick break and let me explain what the putt in that we're debating
25
is.
Yards.
So is it 25 yards?
Yes, I just walked it off.
So it's a 25-yard putt. However, you have to hit it pretty much dead straight because there's a line of desks and chairs on the left and a bunch of offices and open doors and weird broken tables on the right. So it is hard to do. I've never made the putt. I've also never attempted the putt, but I've never made it.
You'll never make it, seeing as how you putt normally.
Putting's not my strength.
Yeah.
The odds are high against me making it.
I made three out of five putts yesterday. That's all I need to say. I'll leave
Jeff,
it at
and you made three also?
Not out of five.
Bro.
Jeff has just made more than Brian,
apparently. I've made more than Brian
over the
past.
How many have you made, Jeff?
I've made about five or six, bro.
Okay, I made five in 3 days.
That's
so
cool.
So how many have you made?
But hold on.
How many days did it take?
Let's not say three. Let's not say three because the first day you were salty, you couldn't even get close to the cup.
I made five in 4 days. There you go, 4 days. That's four times I put. How many days
now,
have you made
hold
till
on,
five?
Hold on. Let's go to the one person that hates everyone equally. Let's go to Landfill, who has been impressed by Jeff's ability to drain the incredibly long putt. Landfill, who's performing better in the ultra-long putting category?
Now, this is a contentious question, as we've clearly established.
Clearly.
Are we talking about overall since the long putt started, or are we just talking about recently?
I mean, didn't this thing just start like last Thursday? Isn't it kind of recent and overall?
No, it started before last Thursday.
I think it started before last Thursday, but here's what happened. When it initially started, it did take B. Mitch a while to really start making it, and he was clearly not pleased with it. He was taking a lot of shots, a lot of unwarranted shots, I felt, at Jeff Walker. But starting yesterday, B. Mitch has clearly found the stroke, and he's just nailing them at will at this point. And Jeff can't come remotely close, and Jeff just can't accept it. And
he's just
whining constantly.
I nailed it yesterday. It's just I stopped shooting after I nailed it.
Well, I tend to believe Landfill.
Especially when the guy says he stopped shooting after. I get annoyed with lack of golf vocabulary. It's really rude, Jeff. Hey, you're a nice guy. I'm sorry. We barely know each other. Putting.
He was at the gun range, not the driving range.
Right.
While we're dunking on Jeff, if I may.
They also just stomped on your bus story.
Intern John. Yeah, I mean, Montgomery County's getting a bus. Imagine in the year 2022 that you think a bus is the
save
answer.
It for no matter what it's being, save it for Thursday.
No matter what it's being powered by. Intern John just sent me a picture of Jeff. Jeff is trying to lose 55 pounds, Pete. Intern John, go ahead and send this to the group and let me show this live to Pete. Does that look like a man on his way to shaving off 55 pounds?
No, he's adding pounds. It's not going away.
Hold on.
There's a belly there for sure. He's trying to hide it with like the little man bag, but
yeah,
the stomach's poking out. I'm sorry.
No,
I was just questioning John, style.
Intern John, tweet that out from the B. Mitch and Finley account.
You
said Lampville, go ahead and do that.
Questioning my style. Well, you have on sweats and a t-shirt too.
I know, but I'm not. Hey, okay.
Why
first
are you
of
yelling?
All,
tell him, John. Tell him you're 18.
I don't have a merce on, okay?
They're on his like pants now.
They're on my pants. I just picked them up. There's nothing wrong with that.
Is John wearing his 1983 TI-82 glasses?
No, I don't have the glasses.
Hey,
on.
Dude, those stink, man. Like that was some.
You're
of the
one wearing them, dude.
I know, but that was some of the worst advice I've ever gotten. I'm trying to return these things. I pulled up to the gas station yesterday to get some gas. People thought I was Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm not a scary guy at all, but this guy looked at me like he thought I was going to kill the whole gas station.
Probably just peeled out with the gas pump still in his car, just getting the hell away
John,
from you.
Don't wear those glasses again.
No, they're
John, what are you doing? Who gave you that advice? Hey, Stallion is the only person you said that liked him.
Yeah, that well,
never they, listen to Stallion.
I immediately knew to stop wearing them after that. But it was, I don't know what I was thinking, man. And I was watching some TV show and I saw an 80-year-old crackhead wearing them too. I mean, it's just the worst look of all time.
And that's your style.
It's not my style. But
see, Jeff, he thinks you look like a bama. I don't know what to do with that.
But see, I realized my mistake, and I'm not wearing these anymore. I just don't think. That can be weird, but also there can be two weird things at once. B. Mitch, do you think it's normal to have keys dangling from your you-know-what?
it's on my drawstring, bro. Just
yeah,
so
but
I
it's
don't
in the middle. Hey, like if you were,
why don't you just put them in your pocket
or from the side? If you're walking,
using the carabiner.
Like if you're walking, that thing would be slamming into your.
But I was just sitting down and couldn't. We're about to leave in 20 minutes.
But why is
so
it
good?
Why is it hung from the middle?
Minutes.
Why is it hung from the middle?
We're about to leave in 20 minutes.
Oh
Lord!
Why hey, is it I'm just glad to know Jeff's going to put in a long day's work. Yeah, he's going to stick around after the show and make sure we're prepped up for tomorrow.
Well, first one in, last one out.
I keep my receipts. If you didn't see, Jeff did post a picture of himself and he said where we are right now or something, and then. Here is another picture of Aaron Donald. He knew what he was doing when he posted that.
I'm telling you, Jeff, I'm rooting for you, buddy. You got to stop with the Aaron Donald comp.
Hey, like, just, I'm going to get there one day, JP. Y'all cannot tell me I can't do what
you
I
can't
want do to
do. Any, you can't do that.
You can't tell me that, man.
I can.
And when I do, y'all going to book me for security. It's okay. It's okay.
You might want to go
JP,
Aaron Donald.
JP,
might want to go 285. We're going to book you for security.
Because
you tried to play me. Talking about something, does that look like a man? That I switched my shirt. I actually got a great workout in this morning. A great one. And I'm going
to
do another one.
I didn't try to play you. I said,
what you do today?
All I did was comment on your wife beater.
I ran a mile and a half. And then I did a couple arm exercises with the free weights. And then I did.
Curls or tricep?
I did.
Curls for the girls, baby.
Biceps up here.
Tries for the guy.
Definitely, you know, got on the bench, lifted
John
straight up.
John is on fire.
And I did some ab workouts. John cannot lift his own body weight. So we're not listening to John
anymore. You can't
lift
your own body weight either.
I can do more push-ups than you.
And I can do more pull-ups than you.
You cannot do more pull-ups than me.
I know I'm messing with you.
Ooh, I smell a Thursday challenge. John, are you in the office on Thursday?
John just said you cannot do more pull-ups. Jeff said, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to say, John's like, you're 95 pounds. You can
I'm
do
160,
that.
Baby.
You got to decide if you're having the keys hang or not. That's extra weight.
Hey, but see, I thought I was maybe going to be under. Jeff said, I lost 15 pounds without trying. Guess what? You still weighed the same. You said you were going to be 260,
Jeff thought he was 260,
and you clocked in at 275.
Hey, I'm also a better athlete than everyone on this. Like, I'm messing with you.
Oh, my. I want to scream, look at me, dude, look at when me, this
look
happens.
Look at me. Look at me. B looked at me and, I don't do that. Sorry.
You must be.
I don't do that.
Lay off the weed, man.
Lay off the weed. But I'm a better athlete than John.
JP, you can check out the group chat, too. I posted the picture of Jeff saying he's from here to here.
All right. Enough from you two. Jeff, are you in on Thursday?
Oh, in on Thursday Lord. For what?
No, he's
for
actually not. Because I'm feeling.
Where are you going, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're filling in for him?
I'm filling in for Craig.
And then I'm filling in for
I'm
Jeff.
In for Haney.
Okay. Well, I was going to. Well, maybe if you're in the office, what is the push-up to pull-up ratio, Brian Mitchell? Like, is that a 4-to-1?
A little higher, maybe?
5-to-1? 5 push-ups to 1 pull-up?
Who's going to do pull-ups?
Oh, no. Pull-ups are a lot harder.
Pull-ups are way
harder. Yeah, maybe it's like 8-to-1.
I think it's 8.
It's about 5 to 8 to 1.
Okay.
So if John can do 10 pull-ups, which he should be able to.
Jeff got to do 80 push-ups.
It depends on if the air conditioning's on. I'll just blow him up and down.
We already had Jeff do some pull-ups.
Yo, why everyone
we know he can't do 80. We know Jeff can't do 80.
Well, I want to do the push-ups too, though.
I already saw Jeff fail in the push-up
challenge.
All right,
well, then just go heads-up push-up contest.
Told you everybody.
Yeah, we can do
Jeff.
Heads-up push-up contest, and we can do heads-up pull-up contest, and we combine them both.
Oh, how about there we? You go. How about we put our weights on a bench, on a bench press? I put what I weigh. You put what you weigh.
275.
And we see how many times we can lift
well,
that.
You'll do better than John.
You
should.
John will never be able to move. He'll be pinned. All right, so we got to take a break.
Yeah.
When we come back,
y'all keep
when we come
arguing
back,
in the break.
Yeah, you guys can all go scream at each other. We'll come back. We're going to put some bets in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Walker stares into the abyss. This is B. Mitch and Finley live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. You can follow us online. Follow B. Mitch at B. Mitch Live NBCS on Twitter and B. Mitch 30 on Instagram. Follow me at JP Finley NBCS on both platforms. Also, check out my YouTube page at JP Finley. B, what we up? Had a banner week making bets last week.
Yeah, not this week.
Just the fact that me, you, and Landfill went 12-0 to start is pretty remarkable. Yes. And the fact that you went 4-0 in two nights hitting back-to-back parlays is really, really impressive. Every week is a new adventure, though.
Yeah.
Jeff Walker, Landini, John the intern, let's get to it. Heard it here first.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm actually happy you all had a banner week last week, because we're having a banner week this week too, because everyone started off 0-1. JP, you was almost there, but the Nats.
I took the Nats.
1.5.
-1.5, you did.
The Nats won.
Yeah, but not by 1.5.
Not by 1.5.
No.
They won 5-4.
No, I just took the Nats to win. I didn't take the money line. Look,
me and Landfill even played the audio.
We went back for the audio. You said minus 1.5.
You said -1.5.
No chance.
A lot of chance.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
I just heard them playing, and I wonder what
they were plus 1.5. The Nats were the underdog last night. I wouldn't have said -1.5 when they were the underdog. That's why I took them.
Hey, I'm just saying what we heard.
That's why you keep your receipts.
Hey, yo, John, that's why you keep your receipt.
Look, they weren't -1.5. You guys are nuts.
Whatever it says, I hear you say something about 1.5.
Let me hear the audio then.
Do we have time for that?
I probably took +1.5 because they were +1.5.
Landfill said we don't have the time to play the audio right now.
There's no way that's a loss. They were getting points, and they won. You may have heard 1.5, but I'm saying
+1.5. JP. It's a joke, bro.
What?
We knew you was just going to go get all worked up over the air,
over anything. It's all good. Hey, you remember that thing you said earlier about
that is funny.
10 years ago he was a kid? No, we just proved 10 seconds ago you're still a kid.
So JP is the only one to go 1-0 this week, y'all, because the Nats did win.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what? I regret nothing. I regret nothing.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, so, JP, you want to pop it off?
Got played?
Yes, you did.
Sure. I'm also 1-0. This is an easy one, I think. Patrick Corbin starting. Give me the Cubs.
That was also my pick because it's so obvious. He's terrible. I do have a bit of a proposal. If Patrick Corbin doesn't make it out the first, can I just bet on him not making it out of the first? And if he gets pulled in the first, I win? For like the entire week?
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Damn. All right.
What about this? You could parlay Corbin doesn't get out of the first and the Nats lose.
All right, I'll do it.
All right. That's a bold pick.
I was going to say, if Corbin doesn't get out of the first, do he still lose the parlay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you got to win both legs. Yeah. You know what, Jeff? That was your first relevant, reasonable gambling question in history. Congratulations.
All right, I'm going to take the parlay, too. I'm taking the Cubs and the Cardinals -1.5.
Why would you go -1.5 when you don't have to?
It was up 200 on the money line from what I saw.
Yeah.
I see it at -170. Hey, Landfill, you weigh in with the official
we're on the official book. You're on that wacky stuff.
I saw the Cubs. I'm asking.
Hey, look, why y'all thinking about this? Give me Astros and ain't betting no money on it. Who cares?
I like the Braves tonight, if that helps you be.
Don't tell to me. I don't like doing stuff when you start talking about it, JP. You mess up everything.
Landfill, the Cubs are -168 on FanDuel.
Right, yes.
So I'm just Cubs money line. If Jeff wants to lay the points, because
no, that's for the Cardinals, man. The Cardinals. They're -245 on
and
the
I
money
take
line.
The Yankees.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yankees and the Astros, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. Do you have everybody's action? Let's get a quick recap, sir.
Yes, sir. So, Landfill's taking the Cubs. B is taking the Astros and the Yankees. JP with the Cubs. Jeff Cardinals -1.5 and the Cubs.
All right.
Not a lot of faith in old Patrick Corbin tonight. I also took the
Patrick Corbin to knock it out of the first inning parlay.
If that is actually offered, I might throw a shekel on it. I mean, it's happened plenty of times. Thank you to everybody that called in today. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program. Thank you to our guests today, Barstool Nate and Pete Haley. Tomorrow, Jack Del Rio is going to talk. We'll air it live. I suggest you listen. You never
I have
know
your gift
what
too,
you're
though.
Get. Oh, okay. We'll bring it this afternoon.
Right?
I'll see you this afternoon.
4?
4 o'clock, yes, sir. All right. I'm hoping to get there early, but I might be tight just by the time I get out of Ashburn, and I'm perpetually late.
Don't be late for somebody coming to your place. That would be a
problem. I'm trying, brother. Yeah. I am trying. Thank you to everybody that listened. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Thank you to the boys in the aquarium. Godspeed to Jeff Walker losing 55 pounds. He's run it. It's already, the clock's ticking. You only got like 115 days now, Jeff. If you made it this far.
Jeff, owe you some weight loss.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.